News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Here on News to Breakfast, we wanted to find out whether people's confidence had been rattled in the vaccine rollout programme over the past week. And our reporter, Sarah Ruan, contacted GPs from various parts of the country. And she joins us now with the results of that survey. Sarah, what did you find?
An interesting survey. And look, it's important to point out that this is very much a small sample, but we just wanted to get some insight as to what the uptake and reaction has been like on the ground since NIAC recommended the restriction of AstraZeneca to the over 60s. So look, I contacted 14 GPs from different parts all over the country. And 8 out of those 14 GPs didn't notice any increase in hesitancy towards the vaccine. 5 GPs said they noticed a definite increase in hesitancy, with some patients even trying to cancel appointments. So look, some very polar opposite views there. But there was one common theme, and that was nearly all of the GPs said there's been a huge increase in anxiety and lots of questions being asked about the vaccines and the vaccination rollout, with some patients needing some extra reassurance about getting their vaccine shot and their second dose of AstraZeneca.
Okay, well, one of those GPs who noticed a definite increase in hesitancy is Dr. Ilona Duffy, Monaghan-based GP, and she joins us now. Ilona, are you seeing vaccine hesitancy in your patients? In your view, if so, why is it happening?
Well, Ciara, we're kind of in the middle. We're really seeing this vaccine hesitancy because tomorrow, Saturday, we're due to have the last of our first dose clinics, and it's meant to be for people over the age of 70 up to the age of 75 and finishing off that group. And I suppose when we organised our first clinic probably about a month ago, we had people clamouring on our doors, ringing, saying, can you fit me in? We'll come as a last minute cancellation. Just get us done. Whereas this time when we're ringing around, we're having huge difficulty. And this really since Wednesday when we've been ringing around, we've had in the order 40 or 50 people who've just said, no, do you know, I'm going to wait. And we've lots of our over 70s, which is really surprising, saying they're going to wait. So I suppose the message from them has been, we wait and see what's happening because, you know, we're not really sure. Everything seems to be changing the whole time. And maybe this one won't be safe because obviously what we're giving is not AstraZeneca. We're actually giving them Moderna. But they're kind of now putting it all together. And this, it's a total vaccine hesitancy. It's not just with regards to AstraZeneca.
Okay. And obviously that must be a great concern to you, Ilona, as a doctor.
Well, it is of concern because I think, as we all know, these vaccines work. And when you look at the figures, we know that absolutely it's safer to get this vaccine, no matter what type of vaccine you're getting, than to end up with COVID. And especially for the group that we're going to be vaccinating tomorrow, Saturday, because they are in the main, the over 70s, although now because a lot of them have said, no, we're now doing more of our younger at-risk groups. So I think it's not something we can allow to continue. People need to regain confidence in the vaccine. And I suppose it really goes back to the numbers. If you get COVID, we know that your likelihood of getting a clot, albeit a different clot, is in the order of 20%. That's what the studies around the world have shown, that when they've reviewed people who've had COVID and scanned them, they found that they're getting small clots in the order of 20% of them. Your chance, if you get the AstraZeneca vaccine, of getting a clot is 0.0005%. So I'm going to say that again. It's 0.0005%. It's tiny. And I think that's the kind of figure that people need to hear rather than the actual numbers per million. Because when you hear a set number like 4, you're thinking, I could be one of those 4. But when you hear it in the order of what your actual percentage chance of getting one of those clots, it makes it very real when you compare it to the chance of getting a clot if you get COVID. And that's what we've got to kind of tell people, that we can still protect them and they should take the vaccine no matter what vaccine they're offered.
Can anything be done to, I suppose, restore faith and confidence?
Well, I think it's just continued messaging and public messaging about this and clear messages. So I think, you know, the government needs to be getting out there, NEF needs to be getting out there, and we need to have a really good public campaign to reassure people and tell them what it's all about.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. Ilona Duffy there, Monaghan-based GP. And just With regard to the vaccine rollout and the concerns people are having around that and around all issues to do with COVID, on Monday's show, on News Talk Breakfast on Monday, towards the end of the show, I'm going to do a Q&A with our listeners. I'm going to answer your questions, put back on the old Dr. Ciara hat and answer your questions around vaccine concerns and vaccine hesitancy and all of that, which hopefully would be quite helpful. I often do it on things like Instagram, and I'm going to do it on the show. If you have questions that you would like to put to me and get answered, your own concerns, particularly about vaccines, etc., you can email us at breakfast@newstalk.com. At breakfast@newstalk.com.